Hello, everybody, to another episode of the Be Fearless podcast. Welcome, and thank you to the country of Portugal for picking up my podcast this month. I truly appreciate all your support. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you continue to love and support the content that I bring you every week. And without further ado, I need to introduce you today to our guest, which is a true force in the realms of dance, entertainment, and entrepreneurship. She has a journey that is nothing short of extraordinary. For her modest beginning in St. Louis, Missouri, she carved a path of success through sheer perseverance and determination for me. And I know you will agree with me. She's a true powerhouse. Let's welcome the one, the only Christy Buss. Hi, Christy.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was so nice.
Oh, I am so sorry. I forgot.
Oh, I need the applause. I'm a dancer.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was like a repeat. They were like, not enough. We need to keep going. Okay. Welcome to Be Fearless Podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your story today with us. First of all, for the people that doesn't know you out there, which I truly be surprised if they don't know you, but for the people that doesn't know who Christy Buss is, who was she growing up and what was her dream?
Well, my dream was to be just like my mom. And my mom owned a dance studio when really there was no women who really owned businesses back in the day in the 50s. They mm-hmm. stayed at home and raised their kids. But my mom was so uniquely different. And so she had a dance studio. And I grew up in her dance studio. And I watched her every day from not just dancing, but really how to run a business. And she just was my inspiration to, you know, be something bigger than what most people were at that time of growing up. And, you know, I learned so much from her, and she's like my hero. And she's 89 right now, and she's going to be turning 90 in June. So she's a spitfire. She's doing really good. You know, she's slowing down a little bit, but, yeah. You know, she's a tapper and been dancing her whole life. And I just really think that I am who I am because of my mom.
Oh, my God. But you definitely fulfilled that dream. You have had a very successful dancing career. Tell us about that. How did you start? How did you get involved? You already said that you have basically all your background in dancing come from your mom and spending years in her studio. But how was like those first steps in your dancing career?
Well, she gave me the opportunity to start teaching at like 11 and 12. I mean, I would be with her as her assistant. And then in that 13 range, I literally had my own classes. And, you know, I knew I needed to be diligent. I needed to be strong. I needed to be not afraid to be in front of the room and do what I needed to do with kids and adults. And, you know, I learned so much from that. And at the time when I was doing all that, I told my mom, because I know how hard she worked, and I knew that, you know, it took up a lot of time. Any business that you do, any entrepreneurship, takes up more time than you could ever imagine. Yeah. And I don't believe people understand that unless they have their own business. I mean, it just seems so simple and, hey, I own this company. No, it's every day, 24 hours a day. It's a lot of heartache. It's a lot of learning curves. And I told my mom, I said, I don't want to own a dance studio ever. Like when I grow up after you, I just said, it's just too much. But when I got to LA, and I'll tell you that story in a minute, but, you know, I was teaching workouts and they knew I danced, and they came to me and they're like, you know, we really want to start a kids program. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. But they said, oh, I'll just give you this, 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 this. And I said, Okay. So literally started with one student, and, you know, it opened the doors for me to say, wow, I enjoy this again. Like it was something that I was just dancing on my own, but to then get involved with teaching kids again at a more mature age, if that's it, you know, it really inspired me. So I started with one student, then 10, then 30. And literally 28 years later, I ran a studio for that long. And I had up to 450 students at some point. And it was amazing. And I learned so much from that. And my kids still call me Miss Christie. Their kids are having kids. So, you know, it's been a long journey of generations that I've taught. And there's nothing like it. There's nothing. It keeps you humble. Yeah. And it keeps you grounded. And at the same time, you make those kids understand when you're teaching them that it's not just about dance, about who you become. It's your character and your discipline and everything that I did while I taught. I wanted them to be better people in the long run, not just good dancers. So, and that's all their parents used to tell me. And that's what counts. Yeah. It's like being a good person. That, and that's what, you know, is the most important thing I know as of today. So yeah, that journey of owning a dance studio, which led me into so many other things. I've danced a lot. I've danced, you know, from being on, you know, sports teams to being in movies to doing Super Bowls to then choreographing for daytime television. I did that for almost 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did Days of Our Lives. I did Passions and a little bit of Sunset Beach, but I was on there. I was the choreographer of the show. And who gets to do that? You know,
exactly.
What dance is in daytime TV? But actually Days of Our Lives, they loved dance. They loved the romance. Like there would be dream scenes of them coming together and doing a romantic dance. And that was me doing them. And so it was a lot of fun. And, you know, you just can't beat it. You can't beat what dance can do for you on so many levels.
Oh, that's amazing. Then yeah. Okay, because there's so much to dissect here. And we just talking about the dancing part of your life. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how would you feel right now when you see the skits that you thought years ago.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
What's the feedback? How they come to you? What they tell you when they see you?
Oh, I just did a wedding dance yesterday. I went to, I sold my studio to my assistant, which she was with me at 7 years old. And she stayed with me. And at about 30 years old, I said, it's time. It was around the COVID time where I lost mm-hmm. my brick and mortar. And I told Janice, you know, I'm going to find you a little small studio because there's no way she could afford what I did. But start small and pick it back up. And so it was funny because one of the parents of my kids, which they all reach out to me all the time, she's like, my daughter's getting married. And do you know anybody that can do their wedding dance? I'm like, you don't need to ask anybody. I'm going to do it. So I literally went there yesterday and just the excitement of a couple wanting to get married and just whatever I did, they were just like so excited of that's the thought that they had about this particular dance. Cause it's really not about the dancing. It's about how they come together and touch each other to the people that are there for them to celebrate. And this is the kind of stuff I did on daytime because it's like a fairy tale, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were so happy and I'm like, and I told them, I'm like, you guys, I'm not charging you. This is family and this is my gift to you. And that's what it's all about is just to be there and help the kids. They're growing up. I mean, I went to a baby shower of one of my kids that became one of my teachers and I couldn't believe she was having a baby. And then other parents were there of the student. They all stay in this nice little group that they grew up together. They're still together. And one of the parents just, you know, that wasn't the one that was pregnant, but there was another dancer there. And she's like, you know, you raised my kids with me and I'm so grateful, you know, because she had three young ones. And of course, I let her I charge her for one and all three of them came, something like that. And what she did for me is she did my garden outside of my studio. And that's what makes things so much nice, you know, that I could help her, but she could help me and make my studio be the best looking, you know, outside potted, planted you know, just
best in the area.
Yeah. And it just made a difference. It made a difference, you know, because I wanted it to feel like home.
And but I think that it also created, now that you said that, it also created a sense of community.
Yeah.
You know, and when you create that feeling, it create that cohesiveness within the community and the people that, you know, bring their children and they know they can trust you and vice versa. I mean, it's
different. I was some of their parents, like the parents didn't want to, parents were like, Christy, can you tell her to do this? I'm like, oh my God, you know, but yeah. Funny. I mean, it was a blessing. And, you know, I'm grateful for Janice to take over. She's loving every minute of it. I'm proud of her because I was really hard on her. It's like, if you want to do this, you got to really understand. So she was right underneath me about even just, she would get mad at me all the time. She's like way younger than me. And she's like, I can't believe you're not letting her pay her bill, you know, or something like this. And now I ask her, she goes, yeah, I get it. Sometimes you just want to help, you know? And so, because, you know, she just wanted me to not get run over, I guess, yeah. You know, with, you know, because I was very, very sweet, very nice with people that maybe couldn't afford going at the time. And it's like, it's okay. Just bring them. It'll all work out. Something like that. That's how you keep a business for 28 years. Yeah. That's how you keep the kids there from 3 to 18. Many of my kids stayed with me so that they could be on stage with me, so that I could ask what school they're going to. And, you know, what college, you know,
but that's amazing. That's amazing because I mean, the sense of purpose that you provided to this kid, to actually wanting to come and back and do more and learn more and grow in their area in their life is amazing. And not everybody's capable to actually instill that in kids these days. Mm-hmm. Like usually a studio gets open and, you know, kids come in and out for a couple seasons and they're gone and move to something else.
I mean, it was a good amount. I mean, it wasn't all my kids, but for the mainstay, because I had a company 1, 2, and 3, and they wanted to go in company 1. And then when they got to company 1, they wanted to do 2 and then be in 3 and then be in Excelled. So they had, you know, steps to take to, you know, want to, you know, move forward in.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was something to look forward to, but,
that's amazing. Yeah.
That's how business is. You know, you want to be there for that. You want to be approachable, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to be good at what you do, obviously, but everything matters. Everything yes. matters.
Every single detail does matter. Mm-hmm. And talking about details, can you tell us on what things you did to actually kind of like keep a balance? Because it was not only Christy, the dance teacher, it was also Christy, the entertainer. And, you know, how do you balance to kind of like keep those two jobs running at the same time? Because it could be a lot for a person to handle. A lot of work.
I don't know. I think just like I said, my mom was my inspiration, and I watched her do many tasks at the same time. So, you know, and she had 5 kids. So, you know, and she was a single
mom. But I guess that it's also when you love what you do, it doesn't sound like a job.
No, well. No. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely work. There's work and it's tiring, and you live your life inside a box in the studio. And, you know, that's why after 28 years, I was like, look, I want to pivot into something. But sincerely, like I was blessed a long time ago. And this is the documentary that I'm working on right now. And it's something that I won in 1979. Now, I wouldn't have even had a studio like this. I wouldn't be out in California. I wouldn't be doing anything of what I'm saying I'm doing. And it was in 1979, it was a TV show, and it was called The All-American Woman. It was actually called The All-American Girl, but on TV, you had to say woman if you're over 18, but it was like really the girl next door kind of thing. And it was based on sports, which was at Title IX time, just started happening. And obviously dance, which was disco at the time, and personality. So little old me, you know, I got to even be a part of it because I'm not the Barbie, like I can't be a Miss USA. You know, I'm not that stature. There's a lot of us who aren't. So it gave opportunity for people like me to be able to strive for something like this contest. So in the big picture, I want it. And I don't know how I want it, but I want it. And I won at that time, I believe it was $25,000 in cash and $25,000 in prizes. But two of the prizes was for me to come to LA and be in two TV shows. One was Circus of the Stars and the other one was the People's Choice Awards, which was he produced at those times, this particular producer. And that's a dream come true. Like that's something that I'm looking back over now because I'm doing this documentary and it's, I want to give other people that dream because it's far and few right now of us, you know, seeing kids and what they're doing and just you striving to be the best that they can be with whatever talent they have, if it's any kind of sport, you know, anything. I was the first and last. I was the only one because this production, I think, was up against a big basketball game. It was the NCAA tournament and it was against Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. So nobody's going to watch it. No, nobody watched it except for family of the people that were probably in the show. But it was a big show. I mean, it was a big, big show. And I want to bring that back. I want to, and I want to meet the people that were in the show. Like I want to meet the 45 contestants. I don't know how to reach them because I've been looking for them, but their names. And back in 1979, there was not a lot of people social. Like you can't reach out because their names are changed or whatever. But I think this documentary will open up the doors to bring people back. Are they still here? How they impacted the world being on that show. Compared to like me winning it, like what did they do to, you know, do what they could do to help the world or whatever. And that's what I felt like I did when I taught kids. So that's a big thing in my life right now.
I can't wait for this documentary to come out. Like
it's I've done so much and I've only gotten to do that based on the opportunity that this particular show gave me. And I was shocked when I won. I mean, come on. I literally fell back. I mean, most winners, they just go, thank you, put the crown on. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh my God, are you serious?
All in one, like blown away. I can't imagine.
So, you know, but I wouldn't be talking about my dance studio like this. I wouldn't be doing that without this particular incident that happened to me. It changes your life. So things can change your life. Just like your show, you know, and it reaching so many different places, it just changes your life. And you just don't know when things are going to happen to you, but you have to be ready, number one. Yeah. And it just makes, so it makes the hard work that you do pay off. And so I'm really excited about it. And then, you know, obviously pivoting now at 60, I'm 65 right now. But I changed.
Take notes because we're going to talk about that.
You know, when you live in LA, you can get a little, you know, you do things.
It doesn't matter. Just to have the energy at 65 to do what you do, because I know you still dance.
Oh yeah.
You still dance. You also run your own skincare company called Hito.
Yes.
You do so much and you're still 65 and you're 65 and you
65 is young.
Exactly. I mean, it's just a number, but you know, just having that mentality that you still have so much to give to the community and to people and to do all the things that you want to do is so inspiring that I just want people to take notes. If you listen to this episode or just watching the video, take notes because this woman is so inspiring. And we're going to talk about that more later, but you're 65 and then you're doing all, you know, you're still planning on doing all this thing. What else, before we go into Hito Skin, what else do you have in plan when it comes to your entertainment venues and everything that you're planning on the area?
Well, speaking about the documentary, I want that documentary to be done so that we can have another All-American Woman contest for somebody else and then let that dream come true. And then another dream, like continue it, not just me be the only one. So that's what I'm working on. So that's a big project. And
that's a huge legacy too.
Pardon me? Yeah.
That's a huge legacy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's 46 years ago this year. It was 45. I've been working on it since like last year, but it was 45 years ago. And I think there should be another one. So, and actually Peter Marshall, who was one of the hosts, he's still here. He used to do the Hollywood Squares. I don't know if you know, like you're probably young, but he
I'm 47, so I'm a baby. Okay,
he did the Hollywood Squares, like with all the celebrities and their mm-hmm. like little things. And he hosted it and he's still here. And I want him to be a part of this too. You know, I want
that will be amazing.
All the people that were in the and Dr. Joyce Brothers was one of the the judges, and she's no longer with us, but you know, it was somebody like her judging and a lot of athletes. I just want to bring them back and let them shine with me. Like, I want them to be like, you guys, where are you? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big task for me. And that's obviously entertainment because, you know, it's going to hopefully hit something where people can watch it. And that's what I want.
Definitely. And the doors of this podcast are open for you whenever you want to come here and bring everybody and do an episode on the documentary.
That'd be so fun.
Down for that. It's going to be so much fun. Totally. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about Hito, because you did all this dancing, you pursue your career as a dancer, you work in entertainment, you won this, you know, award, you have done so much up to this point. And then all of a sudden you decided to turn into entrepreneurship.
Right. Well, and
as we know, entrepreneurship, it requires a lot of the person that is working this business, right? Especially when it comes to skincare. Tell mm-hmm. us about your journey, how that started.
Okay. This is fun. I had a podcast, and it was called Ageless Ambitions. And I had, you know, really interviewed a lot of people, but this particular person was my friend. And I'm like, Indira, you got to come on and I want you to talk about what you do. She owned three beautiful and high-end doctor-oriented med spas at the age of 30. Like, she was an entrepreneur like no other. And she just intrigued me so much. So when I had her on my show, and, you know, I took care of my body. This was my instrument. I needed to take care of my body. But as you age and you're dancing, you see yourself in the mirror. It's like, whoa, when did that happen?
You know, where did you come from?
Yeah. Where did this come from? You know? So it was intriguing to talk to her because she knows skin like no other. And she's well wounded in the industry. She knows, she could look at something and say, you need to do this. This is that, this is a, you know, a heated rat. She knows everything. And I was so intrigued by it. It woke me up differently than what I was doing in my life of teaching kids. And I knew the last 2 years of me doing what I was doing, I knew it was almost time because I couldn't up myself anymore with the shows that I was doing. I was just like, you know, it was hard to keep that threshold higher and higher. So yeah. I'm like, okay, this sounds like I love this. I love what you're talking about. She's like, well, come down to the thing and I'll show you some things. And as I'm down there and we're, you know, visiting a couple times, she's like, Christy, I really think you should have your own skincare line. And because of my background, because of, you know, I come from a family that everybody sort of knows. And, you know, she just said, they'll trust you. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And it was her manufacturing and what she did to get her product in her med spas. She's like, I want you to talk to him and get something going. I think you would do really well. Well, I did. And wow. It was crazy. Like pivoting like that at 60 years old, I knew at that point, if I wanted to do it, I needed to take some kind of course, some kind of lesson, some kind of, let me know what I'm talking about here. Exactly. So I kind of went back to school and it was a
skin. Sorry, say that one more time. You went to school at what age?
I know, at 60.
Anybody out there need to take note.
Because I don't know.
You know what I want to underline that, because a lot of people say, oh, I'm too old to go back to school to learn something new. And I found out so inspiring that you, at age 60, went back to school and got educated just to push forward and build your own skincare company. Like, that's inspiration right there. That's something that anybody from any age.
And it was hard.
Yeah, it's hard to study again. It's not impossible, but not impossible. Yeah,
it was hard to study again. It's hard to let your brain like really get back to learning, right? Because I mean, I was so good at what I did; it was just like automatic. And I think that's why I was so excited to wake up and be challenged a little differently. And so I went back. I mean, it was a lot of work. And more than anything, it just made me know if I'm going to talk about skincare, I didn't want to be obviously an esthetician. I didn't want to be a dermatologist. I just wanted to know formulas and how they work in that. And I'm still learning. It's something that you just like dance, you never stop learning. And so I went back to school. And then when I met with the manufacturing, they work with doctors and med spas. So physicians only, med spas only have these products. And I'm like, okay, well, let's start there because I want to reach us. Exactly. You know, people don't go to the doctor's office all the time. People don't get to have the opportunity to go to med spas, but high quality products.
Yeah, I they do.
Yeah. So, you know, but then I knew I needed to, you know, create my brand and talk about something that's very difficult and the money it takes and the packaging and, you know, labeling and sustainability. Do you want, you know, you want sustainability, you want all that. And it's a lot. And I had my ups and downs with it because when I was dancing, I just sold me and I put flyers on doorknobs. And it's so different, marketing aspect and everything. And then actually having zillions of skincare lines, right? It's very difficult to break in. But these are high quality products. And I was very proud to represent them and then bring them to us, bring them to everybody.
Why Hito?
I took the time to understand. I'm a dancer, so my sensuality, you have to have that to move, you know, you have to move with some kind of sexuality. Like it's like, I taught my kids it differently, but you know, you can't be stiff, you know, you got to move.
Exactly.
And so that's what I wanted in this brand. I didn't want it to be medical looking. I didn't want it to be like everything's going to look like the same. And the doctor, no, I wanted it to be sexy. I wanted it to be, you know, a little bit different. And that's where, you know, with a team that worked with me and they brought up Hito and I'm like, okay, no, from hedonism. Hedonism is self-pleasure, self-love, self, you know, indulge. I'm like, that's it. We want people to love and love themselves so much that they want to take care of their skin.
Yes.
Through Hito. And then the tagline is your other significant other. We want Hito to be your other significant other. And that's how it was created. And it wasn't easy. Like, it's just not. And I wish anybody who ever wanted to do, you know, this kind of thing, you know, it's there's different levels of everything, the skincare industry. There's a lot of labs, there's a lot of manufacturers, and you just gotta understand that, you know, there's levels to it. I'm at the high level of doing it right. And even though, like I said, these products are in doctor's offices and med spas, but I wanted to treat them for everybody else. And then in that time frame of the 5 years that I've been working on it, getting to know people like you who want help with their skin. Hey, I want this. I talk to my manufacturing, the owner, every single day. And I say, Pete, we got to do this. You got to get me the serum. out of that eye gel. So let's make it work. Yes, we created it. So there's things that come out of the fact that you start with the best mm-hmm. and then you try to create more best.
Yes, indeed. And let me, for the people that is watching us and will listen to this, I have tried her skincare, like, and let me tell you, is luxury. Like, that's how I felt in my skin. It felt like luxury. It felt so good. And my skin felt and looked so awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it is definitely, I highly recommend it, that you have to go and try it. It, because you have also put so much thought in the formula as well.
Well, yes, with the manufacturer. Like,
exactly, obviously.
Right? because he needed to express to me, like, look, you can't have these pretty much over the counter. This is the difference between like good, really high pharmaceutical and then what you can find in like the drugstore. It's exactly. Because the drugstore manufacturing do not want any kind of, you know, affect. Like, what will happen if it's too much?
Because the fact that you are so involved and also in the formulation and testing and making sure that the product comes out the exact way that you want it, so you serve your clients, the customers, the way that it should serve in their skin is also mm-hmm. so commendable. Because other companies, they just like, just formulate whatever, and that the manufacturer do most of the work, and they just like, especially very famous people, they just put, their face, mm-hmm. just put their face in there and do the marketing. That's it. Like, I haven't heard of many very notable people doing the process that you do, like going so hand in hand with the manufacturer and be so intertwined in that process.
Right. Well, that's where Indira, my friend, came through. Like, she would be with me and like, Christy, no, this is good for this, that, and the other, that, you know, because she owns the med spa. So she knows. And she would be treating me to like say, like, this is what's going to work for you. And this, so when you study that, this is why, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, it was a team effort here. And, and we're worldwide. We ship worldwide. So that's another thing. So Hedo does do that. And it's been a journey, there's been good and not so good within the process of learning. Mm-hmm.
How long the brand has been established so far?
Well, I've been working on this since I was 60 and I'm 65. So I started actually with my own name. I started with C-Bus Skincare. And right as I did it, I just knew it was going to be bigger than me. I needed something more universal, more sex. Like I said, that
sexy.
Just more different than me. So I did have that, and it was very small at the time when I was doing it. And then I just knew it was going to be, I didn't want it to be my name. So, and then it's easier to down the road, exit, without, yes. without me. So, but that's down the road, that's
not, not now.
Everything's good now. So,
let me tell you, like I said before, these products are so luxurious. Like, they feel so good, and the formulation feels so good in your skin. That is amazing. Let's talk about a little more about your products, like the routine, the basic routine skincare with your products. What is in each one of them? So the people that is actually watching or listening to this can know what they're getting into when they buy Hedo, which, again, I highly recommend. So tell us a little bit about the products.
Some of my viral products, let's just say, are my glow pads, which have the TCA in it. It has 6 acids. So it's really going to do a very big exfoliation on your skin. But it's like a mini peel. Like, this is why I'm saying it's like, these are in doctor's offices and med spas. So what you want to do is treat it as if you were going to a med spa or doctor's office and getting a little mini peel, so that you would only use it like once a week to get your skin, ready for it, and then let it heal, because it's like a workout. You tear the muscle and then it builds back up when you rest. Mm-hmm. So you want to do the same thing with your skin. You want that collagen to build and get stronger by letting it do that versus another exfoliation right after. So you want to just do that probably once a week. And then when your skin gets a little stronger, maybe twice or up to three times a week only. Other people have the opportunity to do more, but it's very few and far between. So the Glow Pad is very, very good to exfoliate and really just take that skin to a really nice glow level of getting rid of that dead
skin. I love them. I tried them and I love the pads. I love how the skin feels after the application. Mm-hmm. It's not abrasive. It's just enough that you can feel that it's actually doing the work and it's actually extracting all the impurities out of your skin. And that it felt so good. What's the other bestseller that you have?
My triple retinol, which is a 0.8% proprietary blend of three retinols, but it's equivalent to the effect of 0.08 tretinoin, right? So it has that skin turnover effect, but there's no irritation like tretinoin. So it's very silky. It's smooth. There's really emollients in there. It's encapsulated, so it'll go in. It's very, very nice. And that's a definite viral product that I'm now, with my manufacturing, we're doubling it. So there'll be a double triple retinol, which will be 1.6 retinol, which is crazy. Very few companies have it, but there are still people that do. But this one's, it's about the like you said, the formulation that's going to be very silky smooth and it feels good on your skin. So those two are my kind of viral products. But I have a hyperpigmentation kit. One's a pad and one's more of an inhibitor of melanin. So those two are what I really feel most of us, you know, at our age and, you know, between maybe 45 and 65, 70 is the hyperpigmentation on our skin because we used to lay out in baby oil.
I was talking about that the other day, like how much I have used of Cobertone and baby oil and
iodine.
Yes.
That hyperpigmentation is very, very prominent. So those are the kind of things that I do personalized FaceTimes. I like anytime anybody wants to talk to me, just let me know. Let's FaceTime. And then I see what their skin's doing. And then I send samples first. I go over their skincare routine, what they're already using, and see if there's things in it that maybe they should look at, mostly perfume. And I just don't think you need it in skincare. That could be irritating the skin and why they feel like, I just don't know why. I said, well, this might be the reason. So then we throw in some samples and then that's how Hedo gets going with people to try it. I'm not a forceful person like, hey, you know, get on there and okay, you have 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes to take. I don't do any of that. Yeah. I just take my time. I love it organically. I like this small group. And grow that way. I didn't do that with my studio. I didn't do that with my studio and I'm not going to do it with this because I feel like I'd rather grow slow and know the people that are using the brand and still have text messages with them. Hey, what do you think about that? You know, I still have that rapport. And actually at my age and what I'm doing, I like that better than growing so much and just letting it be in a fulfillment center. You know, I don't do that. I want it to be so personal.
Yeah. And I love it. Let me tell you guys, if you're listening or watching this, she is amazing. She's an amazing person. I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to her before, and she's the sweetest. So let you know that. If you contact her and schedule that appointment with her to go through your skincare and your concerns, she's definitely going to take care of you. She's amazing.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that because you're here. I'm definitely saying that because you definitely are.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So, but I also heard that you have one product that you kind of released a couple of weeks ago is like the 24.
Oh, okay. Chemicals. We had the eye gels. And then I got a request from, can we just have the serum inside that eye gel? And then, of course, I had a call up. And the thing is, we've never done it. They've never done it. So it was a process. So they had it all ready to go for me. And they were shipping it. And they just didn't like the way it was settling. And I'm like, you're serious right now? Because I've already sold it. So because it was supposed to come with me the next day. And they're like, no, we want to do it right. So, yeah, I got a 24 karat basal cell repair that has nano gold, very, you know, very small particles of it. The nano gold is what's different about anything 24 karat gold. The nano is in very few and far between products because it takes a lot of effort to break it down. And that's why 14 karat gold does not penetrate, but the nano gold does because it's smaller. And so, yeah, we just created it. It's right here.
Yay. And I love it. I was reading about it and it's so, it sounds so good. What is like the main
growth skin factor problem? This has growth factors in it and that stimulates collagen. It has rose water, 24 karat nano gold. But what it does is it just helps the basal cell repair. It just helps it, you know, be as normal as possible, if that's what you can say.
Yeah.
You want it to repair to be as normal as possible.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, because it stimulates collagen, that means that wrinkles say bye-bye.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about the health of your skin. Mm-hmm. The health, it's like your body when you eat good food versus when you eat not good food. That all is internal. So that's the same thing with good skincare. When you give it the feeding that it needs, it's going to be healthy.
Yes. Well, Christy, we almost at the end of the interview. Okay. Now I have one more question for you before we go to the connect with me part. And that will be, well, actually two questions. Number one, what from everything that you have done and accomplished in your life, what is the most fulfilling for you?
That's an easy answer because I've never even mentioned this. When I was with the Rams, we did 8 USO tours all over the world. I did one with Bob Hope, 8 days around the world. But when in 1983, I was in Beirut during the war and we were performing like MASH in those tents and the bombs were going off and we were entertaining troops. And it was the most scary but rewarding time of my life because not very many people get to do that and to, you know, be there for our troops and, you know, try to uplift them. And 3 months later, after we went there, they drove they drove through the barracks and pretty much bad things happened. So I won't forget those moments of eating sea rations and being on the airport, like runway and a helicopter, because this group didn't want us to be with that group because they wanted to keep us to entertain more, things like that. But, you know, it was the most rewarding thing. And to see Beirut blown up when it used to be the Paris of the Middle East, we just didn't understand. So when you travel and you do things and you get to do 8 USO tours, you really realize how important our liberty is and how important we are in the United States of America. And I think we take for granted that so much. And if you did one of those tours and you see what really, you know, sacrifice they do for us, we'd be living different lives.
Yeah. Well, as a veteran, I would like to say thank you for doing that for our troops. So thank you for sharing that with us. And then one more thing for the people that is listening to your story and it's getting inspired. What would you tell them today about how can they start reaching for their dreams?
Well, I really have to say that you have to believe in yourself and you cannot have obstacles of negativity to ever enter. Even though it's hard and they will be and confronted in front of you. It's how you surpass them. And you just keep going as you want. You just got to keep going. You cannot fall back, because that's how people don't succeed, is they fall back and say, I can't, based on other, you know, outside activities or things that go on. But, you know, you just, the positivity that you can keep for yourself, first of all, keeps you healthy. The stress that you put on yourself makes you weak and makes you ill. So just keep, when it comes to anything that you want to do in your life, you have to just say every day, I can do it.
And that's right. You can do it. So you can start today working towards your dreams. Christy, where people can connect with you and your skincare?
My website's hedo.co. It's very easy. H-E-D-O.co, hedo.co. And I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Hedo Skin. And hey, reach out to me. I'm here. I thank you for having me. And more than anything, I just appreciate, you know, women to women and just supporting each other. And just life is short. You know,
yes.
Life is short.
Let's and it's happy.
It's passing us by every day. So to make the best of it and just continue with love and support is all we should do.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your journey with the audience today. I hope that they get so inspired as I do from you. You're an amazing example of, you know, what it means to pursue your dreams and work towards what you love, and how it feels to work with love for what you do. And serving people in many other ways. So I thank you for everything that you have contributed to our community and the world, and everything that you're doing with the company, which is amazing. And you guys, you have to go and check out hedo.co, okay? Read through the ingredients, ask her if you have any questions. You can email her and establish contact with her and set up your appointment, right?
Yeah, and you can get samples. Like, I'm not here to just throw product at you, but you should try it.
Yeah.
And then that way you know what you're getting. And I love that. That's one thing that I really try to emphasize, that, you know, don't just buy anything until you know, because there's so many, people don't need new skincare when they already have it, right? But when they're ready, then you can sample and then see what you might want to change based on that. That's what I like.
Exactly. So feel free to go to her website and contact her. She will definitely send you those samples, and you can set up an appointment with her, and she will go through and discuss, you know, your concerns about your skin. Thank you so much, Christy, for sharing your story with us today. You guys, if you have not picked up the copy of my book, Authorship, The Art of Writing Books, Self-Publishing and Marketing on a Budget, feel free to stop by Amazon and grab your copy. All I've been hearing is amazing feedback from the people that already is starting writing their books using this how-to guide that I just created for you. So feel free to stop by Amazon and grab it. In the meantime, until the next one, don't forget to unlock your potential and be fearless. Bye.